Richard Roper has joined us on the set here at the Goose Island Pub as the doors are about to open here at the United Center. Come by, say hello. We would certainly enjoy that. And if you'd like to buy us a beer, we're not opposed to that either. All right, let's talk about...
I always look forward to the throwing out of the first Matilda when someone brings one over from Goose Island Pub and tosses it right to us. I think it's to us, not at us. Pretty sure.
All right, so what's so you went and you saw the new Star Wars movie. This
episode 9. I went and saw that. I just walked up and said, can you come on?
You don't mind, right? There's an extra seat.
I will say this, too. The screening in Chicago, there was just one screening. Sometimes, there's three or four different options. For this one, there's going to be one screening pretty much nationwide because they had an embargo until today for reviews. They wanted everybody to kind of have an equal shot at the reviews. I've never seen so many people who all of a sudden were movie critics in my life. I wanted to go, but who do you blog for?
Exactly.
But God bless everybody. And by the way, get well and continue recovery to our friend Dean Richards. Did you hear about it? He took a terrible spill.
No.
And he looks great, though. And he was there. Let anything stop him.
He had to give up Family Classics for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, it was, God bless him. He's doing fine. So this is the 9th movie in the Star Wars original canon. And Lauren can help me out with this because there are also standalone movies.
Right.
There are animated
side
things,
stories.
There are TV shows. But in 1977, I believe, was the first one, right? That was Star Wars. But that was actually Episode 4, A New Hope. So we got 4, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. Then we got 1, 2, and 3. Then we had 7, 8, and 9. So this is, in a way, the Avengers endgame, if you will, of this particular story. The 9th and final chapter of the entire...
Of the Skywalker series.
Yes, of
basically.
The Resistance versus the Empire, the First Order. They go by different names. So this picks up the events where you have the next generation of freedom fighters, including Daisy Ridley as Rey.
We met her last time, right?
Yes, we've met her in the last 3 films. She has the Force very strong with her. In the last episode, movie, she was training with Luke Skywalker himself, played by Mark Hamill.
I remember that.
Who had been hiding in Ireland,
which
is now a tourist spot.
What it was. It's some cliff in Ireland,
And then you have John Boyega and Oscar Isaacs, and they're kind of the respective, new Luke Skywalker and Han Solo. Oscar Isaacs is kind of the rebel fighter pilot with a stubborn.
He's the
guy that turns off the audio from General Leia when she's telling him, come back now, don't try to do this all by yourself. And she goes, disobey my orders. So... this is all about the new generation. And then the great Adam Driver, who's just, now being hailed as one of the great actors of our generation. I would agree with that. He is Kylo Ren. Now, Lauren, he is the son of...
Ben. His name is Ben, but he is the son of Han Solo.
That's right.
And Leia.
And he killed his dad in the last two
spoiler
movies
alert.
Ago. Well, by now people don't know that.
Yeah, no.
So he is now... he is now in this, Hamlet-like struggle whether or not he's going to go fully to the dark side or bond with the Force itself. So this is one of those movies, in a way, it is kind of like Avengers Endgame, and I'm really trying to be careful not to give away plot details, but they tie up a lot of loose ends. There's a lot going on here. There's obviously you're going to get the great action sequences, but... let's just say...
Because it's the end of this arc.
Of this particular arc.
So they have to sort of close out all the stories, right?
And Daisy Ridley's character of Rey, there's been a lot of speculation about what her real parentage might be. She was a scavenger, supposedly sold off by her parents, who were nobodies. But were they nobodies? We'll find out that. And this has already been given away. Billy Dee Williams makes a return as Lando, one of the most popular characters. And Carrie Fisher, the late Carrie Fisher, who passed away just before the most recent film, before this one was completed. They have archival footage, and they're through some other techniques. She's in this film as well as a real character, and it's a little bit unsettling
shot any
at first.
Of this yet.
No, but there were about 10 minutes of footage that hadn't been used in the most recent movie, so it's not they didn't have to digitize her or anything like that. They had it. They just took certain lines and kind of tailored it to the plot. I like the young actors a lot in this. I think they're all really terrific. They've been terrific in other movies. Daisy Ridley, I think, is a great kind of female empowerment, next generation. Possible Jedi Knight. That's the thing. We were told the last Jedi was Luke Skywalker, but was he? So now here's what I'm saying about Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. I'm giving it 3 stars. It's a mixed bag. I knew when I saw it, and it's about what I expected. The critical it's about 50-50, the divide on this. Some critics are saying this is a nice way to tie everything up, and it's got some great, you know, sentimental moments, fantastic action sequences. Others are kind of almost comparing it to Game of Thrones, where it's like, you can't do everything all at once.
Oh,
you're doing
boy.
Too much too fast. Mm. You know, I don't agree with that, but I understand why they're saying that. It's a little bit, it did seem at times to me like they were trying to appease the fan base that was so worked up over the last movie, The Last Jedi, which I thought was, you know, kind of overly criticized. But Star Wars fans are a special breed.
Yeah.
You know,
they have
an amazing
sitting next
passion.
To one right now.
Well, and it's interesting, too. What I think is really cool about the franchise is this franchise started 10 years before Lauren was born. But her generation is at least as tied to it as the people who grew up with it, because they watched it on home video growing up and they came to really love the characters. I think that says a lot about George Lucas's original vision for the Star Wars. It's a, you know, it's a cowboy space opera. It always has been. First film was nominated for like 9 or 10 Academy Awards and won several. Ever since then, it's been much more pop entertainment, although I think in a few cases you could have made the case for, you know, other nominations. I think the acting is much better now than it actually was in the first in the first few films. You know, it was almost, I mean, Harrison Ford, you know, we didn't know we were seeing his entire range as Han Solo. You know, whether he's playing Detective John Book in Witness or he's Branch Rickey in the Jackie Robinson story, he scowls and you know, he's great at being Harrison Ford.
Although that is range of, if as you have tried to interview him, that is on-screen persona has about 50 times the range it has when you talk to him individually.
He likes me, and I still remember saying to him at one point, well, you grew up in Park Ridge, same place that Hillary Clinton grew up in, and he said, that's right, Rich. Any memories of Park Ridge growing up there? Nothing that comes to mind. And that was when people were like, oh, he was very talkative, Rich. That was great.
Great interview.
So three stars for The Rise of Skywalker.
All right.
It's a beautiful film to look at. Of course you want to see it on the big screen, maybe one of those Dolby theaters where your seat shakes and everything. I'd be interested to hear
what Lauren
has to
say about some of the new characters that they've been talking about.
They introduced a couple of interesting new characters. To me, the more exciting thing is to see R2-D2 and C-3PO, who has a very interesting story arc here. And even BB-8, who I wasn't that thrilled with at first, but now I kind of...
That's
BB-8's
the ball,
kind of
right?
grown on me.
Yep. That's the ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new little droid that looks kind of like a hairdryer. That's kind of fun.
we don't get the origin story, and there's no nod to Baby Yoda or anything in this, is
no
there?
No comment. No, I'm not saying anything. You never know.
Whew.
You never know.
Oh,
you never
interesting.
Know.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I will say that Adam Driver, I think, is a great actor. I don't think he's as menacing when he's the evil guy, because he still has beautiful $200 rock star haircut. And he has those dewy eyes like he had in Marriage Story when he realized he and Scarlett Johansson weren't going to last as a couple. And he still kind of walks like he did on Girls, where he had that kind of pigeon-toed look.
Yeah.
So he still looks like a guy who's probably doing some busking in Greenwich Village.
Well, you did see a bit of a soft side of him in the 8th movie, because you almost had him and Rey finding similarities in each other, wanting to draw them both to each other's sides. He almost like felt like a love connection. I don't know. It was kind of interesting.
I think your instincts are very strong there, and that's
definitely... Oh, the Force is strong with me?
The Force is definitely strong with you.
Do not encourage.
And then, of course, General Palpatine, right? The Emperor, the evil of all evils. We thought he was killed many movies ago.
He fell down, long down into whatever...
Into the vortex.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Forever. But
by
did
Darth
he?
Vader.
But did he?
Ooh, that,
spoiler
yeah.
alert, since he's been seen on the red carpet, he returns.
Right. Well, we heard the laugh at the end of the trailer, first trailer, and everyone was like, oh my God.
He's all, he's very evil. Very, very evil. And they have really cool wardrobes, too. The stormtroopers still suck. They're the Washington Generals of battle soldiers. They haven't won a game yet.
Right, exactly.
But
there's some cool
shots.
New Vader stuff. And then some of the Vaders in training, they're going red now. They're not just wearing black. You know? So red is the new black.
So you're saying that, but we also learn about lineage here. You learn that maybe some parentage may not be what it is.
Yes.
Just like it's as confusing as my Father's Day was for many years.